The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And it's the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. The Dáil resumes today, and once again, the issue of speaking rights is front and centre. Opposition letters sent a letter to the Taoiseach asking for an urgent meeting to address the ongoing issue. And as we face into an expectation that TDs will start at it again, I'm joined by Cian O'Callaghan, who's deputy leader of the Social Democrats, and on the line by our own News Talk political correspondent, Sean Defoe. Sean, this argument has reached what point?
I don't know, farce, is that what you're hoping for there? It's reached a point where nothing has really changed in 2 months, because this obviously delayed the election of a Taoiseach back in January. The opposition were very clear they weren't going to accept Michael Lowry in among the opposition as the cuckoo in the nest while he was also in government and getting his speaking time there, having the cake and eat it too. And there was a round of mediation. The Count Corda had ruled that Lowry was neither of government nor of opposition, somewhere in between, but couldn't have speaking time as a sole technical group. And so the come around of it is that the government has tried to now change the rules. They've voted it through on the Dáil Business Committee, and there is going to be this new speaking slot at Taoiseach's questions, this new opportunity to question the Taoiseach, not only for Michael Lowry and the regional independents, but also for government backbenchers in Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, who in fairness to them have been crying out for this for some time, or have been arguing for more speaking time. Their argument is essentially, why is my electoral mandate any less than a Social Democrat or a Labour TD or whoever? So no agreement between opposition and government on this for several months. There's no Oireachtas committees have been set up. The Dáil has effectively done no work in the last 2 months. There's not a single bit of legislation has come before the Cabinet or gone to the Dáil. There's no bit of legislation that was in the last Dáil and restored to the order paper that has actually been progressed in any sort of way. In fact, I think the only bit of legislation of note that has passed was to create more junior ministerial roles, hardly the most pressing thing facing the country. So we're in a situation now where the government is going to ram through it in the vote in the Dáil today. And the question is, what are the opposition going to do about it? How much disruption can they make? And even amid all that disruption, do they have any avenue to actually stop it? And I think, unfortunately for them, the answer is no.
Now, remind us, Sean, there have been a lot of comparisons drawn in respect of previous deals done. Jackie Healy-Ray, case in point, Tony Gregory, case in point, previous deals with Michael Lowry. This is unusual in that this is the first time that a group has acted like a party and then split itself in half, one half heading for government, the other half pretending to be the opposition.
Yeah, so you've got one half of them who have come into government ministries, Noel Grealish, Sean Canney, Marion Harkin, Boxer Moore, and then to a slightly separate but still related extent, Michael Healy-Ray as well. And then you've got the others, Michael Lowry, Barry Heaney, and Gillian Toole, Danny Healy-Ray, who have said, and said publicly, that they were going to vote with the government. They were in this thick and thin. They were going to support them all the way throughout. And then have been sort of trying to roll that back as they wanted opposition speaking time, and maybe realise that actually the life of a government backbencher is not all it's made out to be when you're in a party grouping like this. Obviously, in whatever deals, in quotes, the government has always denied that there were deals that Michael Lowry had in the past. He had fairly easy access to ministers in exchange for his vote from the opposition benches. But this is a different thing where he has negotiated and been involved in the programme for government and been one of the architects of it along with other people. They haven't really been in that room to negotiate that in the past. So it's a very different relationship, and it is a case of having their cake and eating it too and wanting to put questions to the Taoiseach, which was never something that they had unless the likes of Jackie Healy-Ray, etc., had, unless they had joined a technical group and were in among the opposition. Now look, what the Taoiseach will say and has said in the Dáil, this is 8 minutes a day onto the order paper. This is not a transformative change to the way that the Dáil actually does its business, and it is giving voice to those independent TDs who have every right to question the Taoiseach, along with the Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil backbenchers who should have a right to question the Taoiseach too. On the flip side, and you'll know this from doing, the best example I can give is from doing any sort of interview. If you're trying to rake a minister over the coals and you're asking four or five questions about whatever the National Children's Hospital or whatever the big issue of the day is, and then you throw in a softball question about roads in Kerry, it disrupts the flow of the Dáil. It disrupts the ability of the opposition to actually hold them to account in a forum like leaders' questions is meant to be. So it's still a lot of he said, she said, but ultimately it looks as though the government's going to have the votes here.
Cian O'Callaghan, deputy leader of the Social Democrats. I imagine this is a politically tricky one for the opposition, because in the early stages of it, you scored, the opposition as an entity scored some fairly significant political points, particularly on day one of the returning Dáil. There comes a point where the people say a plague on all your houses, just get on with the business.
There does, and there's very serious issues facing the country, and we'd much rather be discussing those, you know, issues around housing, the impact of the tariffs. I don't think we should actually be focusing on this, and I think the government is responsible for this at a really critical time for the country. They're using their political capital to ram through changes to speaking time that are really unprecedented. Never before, more than 100 years of the Dáil, have we ever had a speaking slot that's dedicated 100% to the government. Government ministers asking questions from government TDs. It's never happened in our more than 100 years of democracy. I'm not aware of a democracy in the world where they create a speaking slot that is 100% for government ministers getting questions from government TDs. What we have at the moment in the speaking slots...
Although you do have a precedent across the water, I accept not 100%, but you do have a precedent across the water, across the Irish Sea, where backbenchers are able to ask senior ministers and members of the cabinet questions in Parliament.
And to be absolutely clear, that happens in the Dáil right now all the time. So the way the Dáil time is constructed is... Some of the slots, it's about 50% government time, 50% opposition. Some, if there's a lot of government backbenchers asking questions, government between the ministers and the backbenchers may get about 60, 70, 75% of the time. But there's no slot in the Dáil, never has been, where it's 100%. You know, it's almost like, and it can turn into almost like a government minister asking themselves questions in the mirror. You get planted questions sometimes about, look, what a wonderful job the government's doing on housing. You can see that the questions have been pre-prepared, and it can become just farcical where you've got the government asking the government questions about what a great job they're doing. Not a lot of value in it. We've never had anything like that ever before. I don't think there's a democracy in the world. There may be sham parliaments where this happens, but there isn't a democracy in the world where you actually have these slots just for the government to ask itself questions.
Now, would you, whatever about your opposition to that, what about the opposition to the other members of the Independent Alliance gaining speakers' rights as members of the opposition? Where do we stand on that?
And see, what's always happened in the past is that TDs that support the government get their speaking time through the government allocation, and that's through the government chief whip. And there's no shortage of that time, incidentally. In fact, a lot of the time, government TDs don't show up for their speaking slots and their time, and the schedule kind of skips forward. It's right now, we have a new Dáil, it's a lot of new government backbench TDs. They are, to be fair to them, they're turning up for their speaking slots. But often mid through the term, that stops happening. So there isn't an issue with government TDs, government backbenchers getting chances to ask questions. They do that all the time. You'll see it happening today, tomorrow, Thursday, and it happens every week in the Dáil. There is an issue with skewing things completely, creating a slot where there's no opposition voice at all. That's a serious thing. That hasn't happened before. It is unprecedented. And just to say as well, you know, over the last, since the economic crash, the approach that was taken to changes to Dáil procedures was a collegiate one. Changes were agreed between government and opposition, and there was a recognition that government using its majority to write its own rules isn't a good way in terms of accountability, and there's costs in that in terms of accountability, and that the way to proceed is to have cross-party agreement on how to reform and improve the Dáil. That was done in a very grown-up, constructive way since the economic crash. There was important reforms made, and now that's all been ripped up and thrown out the window. So that is very regressive, and that also creates then an atmosphere in the Dáil that's, you know, divisive, that isn't open to, you know, government listening to good suggestions from the opposition about how we can do things, you know, to tackle the housing crisis and so forth. So it's not the direction we should be going in.
On that note, Sean Defoe, whatever about the administration of the Dáil, which is something of a foregone conclusion given the majority held by the government, what about that thing of the collegiate attitude to mutual respect? Because day one, the opposition proved itself to be much redder in tooth and claw in this Dáil than it had been in the last. Is this the precedent now for the next 4.5 years?
Well, it could be. It set a fairly fiery start to this particular Dáil. It's also shown that the opposition parties can work together in a way that I've certainly never seen them work together in the last decade or more across the Dáil, that there is a willingness to have that cooperation there and to hit back against government initiatives. And there are, like, on a practical level, there are things that the opposition will do that will cause headaches for the government, the likes of the pairing arrangements, which is where if a government minister has to go abroad or has to miss a Dáil vote on government business, business, they usually pair with a member of the opposition so that effectively one vote has gone from the government as one has gone from the opposition. That's being withdrawn by most, if not all, the opposition parties as well. So if there is a particularly contentious vote, all ministers have to be there. They can't have one or two in Brussels, and there's almost always one or two in Brussels with the way that those meetings have been gone lately. And just that collegiate nature of things breaking down sets a very difficult tone whenever this government actually gets around to introducing legislation. And some of that legislation could be very difficult. We don't know what's going to happen with tariffs. Certainly, Pascal Donoghue is playing a very somber tone when it comes to what the budget is going to look like later this year. So we could get into a scenario where you might need the help of an opposition to get something over the line. And there's not an awful lot of goodwill there, fairly understandably, after the last couple of months.
A lot of texts in response, and they're all over the spectrum. This is a ridiculous situation. The government needs to push this through and get on with the work of the Dáil. If the opposition wishes not to engage, then they should do that and allow the public make a decision on their actions at the next election. If Social Democrats or Labour stepped up and joined government, this wouldn't exist. They're more interested in popularity rather than governing. And another, I voted Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, but I think they are wrong on this voting issue. If you're part of government, then you don't get opposition speaking time. Kian O'Callaghan, on the matter of pairing, where do the Social Democrats stand and what is your plan in respect of that?
Well, we're not pairing right now with the government because they're forcing this through. Look, the government have a very large majority in any event, so it's not that they need pairing arrangements. They can, if they wish, they can send ministers to business abroad. They have a large majority that cushions them on that.
It is generally regarded as the basic MO of how the Dáil works, though. Are you going to bring it back?
We certainly don't plan to at the moment. Look, the government still have an opportunity to work with opposition in terms of how the Dáil works. That has been done successfully over the last 10 years. There's no reason that we should be going into an era of them just ramming through reforms and not being collegiate on these things. If you look at a lot of European countries, they actually work, government and opposition work quite well in terms of how their parliaments work. They're more productive as a result, more constructive. You get more good ideas coming out of them. That's the direction that we should be going in, not this kind of direction.
Kian, thank you very much. Kian O'Callaghan, Deputy Leader of the Social Democrats, and before him, Sean Defoe, our political correspondent.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.